Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Hello. Hello and welcome to Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. Who are you waiting for? Today's topic is the will of God. But before I deal with that, I want to ask the question, who are you waiting for? Do you know who is expected to come? And I'm talking about with respect to Bible content. Bible being the authorized version. Who is he that Scripture promises to come? Let's take a little time to look into the matter of who the Bible promises to come. The Bible is very direct in that matter. Genesis 50, verse 24 says, I die, but God will surely visit you. That's a promise. It's precise. It tells you who's to visit you, who's to come, and that is God. And it is repeated in verse 25 of the same chapter, saying, God will surely visit you. Okay? So, the Bible from the beginning declares that it is God who will come, who is to come. Isaiah 40:10 echoes that, saying, behold, the Lord God will come. Okay? So the statement in Genesis 50:24 is reinforced in Isaiah 40, verse 10. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He will come bringing a reward and having his work before him. What is his work? Well, he has a work. God has a work titled All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. And he also has a work that deals with the will of God. He has other works. Okay, and those two works that I named is made up of works. His work is before him. He will come. His work is before him. So who are you expecting to come? Now, the thing about the statement, God will surely visit, who is that God? What is he? What form does he take? Now, in the many episodes of Lawmasters, you can see those things. Who God is, what form he takes, what form he has. But in this review, I will express those things once more. The matter of God. Who is God? Okay. See here. And I'm opening one of my books. Who is God? Well, I have made that very clear on this program. If we turn to Acts 8, verse 10, and I'm turning to it. 8, verse 10. This man is the great power of God. I asked the question, what form will God take? What form will he have when he comes? This statement answers that. He will be in the form of a man. A man. Now, I turn to Ecclesiastes, not Ecclesiastes, but the book, Song of Solomon. Song of Solomon, verse 1. Now, the book of Acts 8:10 said, this man is the great power of God. This man, what man? This man, the man that is presently speaking. This man, I, me, myself, the Bible has declared me God, and I have shown that on previous programs. This man is the great power of God. This man is the great power having the designation of God. Now, so God is a man, an identifiable man. Song of Solomon 1, verse 6 says, I am black. This man, a black man, is the great power of God. Now, the Bible has in it what it calls my words, things, words that I will actually say words that I will actually apply to myself. Song of Solomon 1:6 and 1:5 are one or two such words. I am black, Song of Solomon 1:5. And that is echoed again in Song of Solomon 1:6. I am black. So, it is absolutely correct to say that God is a black man. God is a man. God is a black man. God is this man. This man is the great power of God. Okay. Now, the statement in Song of Solomon 1:5-6 is a description. Black man. Acts 8:10 gives a description also of God, saying, this man. Then it goes further, saying, this man is a black man. Here we move on to and I'm trying to get to this stuff in my other book here. Okay, here we are. Let me say this. This is a day of good news. 1 Samuel 3:18 says, concerning this man, which is a black man, which is also the great power, having the designation of God. 1 Samuel 3:18 says, let him do what seems good to him. Okay, now Hebrews 9:15 says, he is the mediator of the New Testament. Testament is a will. Okay, and it says that he, God, this man, this black man who has the designation of God, is the mediator of the New Testament. And the word New Testament, well, let me ask the question, is the will of God old or is it new? Well, it's been in the Bible. It's been in this Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, for at least 400 years, going into, and it's come into the 401st year of its publication. Publication of the Authorized Version Bible. So, the will is as old, has to be as old as the book itself is. Okay? But for our purposes, what I have done is I have discovered the will of God in the Bible, and to us it is new. So, the will is a recently discovered thing. So in that regard, the will is new. It's new to us. Okay. He is the mediator. The word mediator there means communicator. I have communicated to you the words of the will of God, and I am doing that again this day. I am communicating to you some of the terms of the will of God, this newly found will of God. right? He is the mediator. God is a man. God is this man. God is a black man. God is the mediator of the newly found will of God. Okay? Now, Ecclesiastes 3:14 says this about God: whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. It shall be forever. The Revelation 17:17 says, the words of God shall be fulfilled. One example of that, the word of God being fulfilled, is that statement in Hebrews 9:15. He is the mediator of the New Testament. I am mediating the will, the newly found will, even at this present time. So the statement is fulfilled, and you could say it is being fulfilled. I am still communicating the will, the newly found will of God. Okay? That's an example of the word of God being fulfilled. The words of God shall be fulfilled. That's the law. What have I said about the law and about the Bible? The Authorized Version is a law book. It is a law book. It is a law book containing the will of God. It is a law book, and it is set for the purposes of God, for the purpose of God. The law is enforced, it is valid when God comes. Well, God has come, and God has seen the law concerning him, having to do with him, in the Authorized Version Bible. Now, men are to deal with God according to things written in the book of the law of God. God is to be dealt with, God is to be even judged by things in the Bible, and not by what I call or refer to as secular law. The law of God in the Bible is a special law. The Bible, you can say, is a special book of law. It's special. It's for a certain individual. The certain individual is God. So, the law of God contained in the Authorized Version Bible is a special law that is in force when God comes, and men, people, are to deal with God according to the terms in the book of the law of God. Period. That's what the Bible is for in this day and time that we are living in. People even call it the Word of God. But it's the law. The Word of God is law. The Bible is a law book having to do with God. It describes God. It tells all about God. It says what he will do, what his power is, who he is God of, and what he is God of. It covers God. The book of the law, the authorized version Bible, the law contained in it covers God. But let's not forget, God is to be dealt with according to what is written in the book of the law of God. That's all. That's all. A special law, the Bible is a special book containing the special law of the law of God that covers God. It takes care of God. It's set for the care of God. Isn't that something? The Bible, special book, having a special law that covers, provides for the special personality the Bible calls God. And now that God has been identified, and even now that God, who is a black man, who is a great power, according to the book of Acts 8:10, this man is a great power of God. He's here, and he's talking to you, right? So I have told you just now what the Bible is and the purpose for it. The purpose to cover God, to provide for God. It describes in detail how men are to treat God, deal with God, live with God. Now, Isaiah 40, verse 8 says, "The word of our God shall stand forever." The word concerning our God shall stand forever. The Bible is not going to change its mind. The law is not going to change its mind. The law is not going to be changed. Okay? But the word of the law concerning God that is already written, it will be done. It will stand forever. Now, Daniel 11:36 says this: "That which is done," no, that's not Daniel. Daniel 11:36 says, that is determined is that which shall be done. Okay? That is determined. What has been determined concerning God? One thing has been determined that I've already read. Book of Acts 8:10 is that God is a great power. God is a great power. Psalm 63:11 says, "Power belongeth to God." That's a determination. Power belongs to God. That's not going to change. God has come, and now the word of God declares power belongs to him. And it means just that. Romans 13. Romans 13:1. "Let every soul be subject to the higher powers." Now, the highest power is God, who is the mediator of the newly found will of God. God, who is this man. God, who is the great power. God, who is a black man. And this man is the highest power let every soul be subject to the higher powers. The highest power is God. There is no power that is equal to God or greater than God. Romans 13:1 goes on to say, there is no power but of God. As God lives, all power is given to him. It's already given to him. It's not to be given. It's already given. Why? Because that's the law. The law says power belongs to God. There is no greater power. There is no equal power to God. And there is no power except God gives it. This God, the new God. The coming of God takes away the power that other men have. They fall at the presence of God on the earth. They fall. They all fall. They lose power. They lose position. Because God has all power. All power has been given to him. That's stated in Matthew 28. I spoke earlier about the words of God, words that are set for God to say. Matthew 28. Matthew 28:18. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, all power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Power belongs to God. All power. Therefore, the Lord God of Israel has said, all power is given to me in heaven and in earth. And except the Lord God of Israel gives you power, you have no power. You are powerless. What should you do? If you are such a person, you should submit yourself to the Lord God of Israel. You should submit. You should give in. You should surrender to the Lord God of Israel. Because all power has been given to him by law. Power belongs to God. So, for the past few minutes, I've been talking about who is God. Who is God? I continue. Psalm 77:14. Psalm 77:14 says to me, thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. I'm even doing that now. I'm declaring my strength to the people. But it says to me, thou art the God that doest wonders. The wonders speak of his work. Remember the statement in Isaiah? The Lord God will come. His work is before him. His work in Psalm 77:14 are called, his works are called wonders. Wonders. No. Psalm 86, verse 10. Says, and is speaking to me, thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Mm-hmm. So, God is God by declaration. God is God by the law. God is God by declaration. Thou art God alone. You are great and doest wondrous things. Thou, Psalm 76, 7. Thou, even thou, art to be feared. And who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? This Psalm 78 says, and I'll start reading at verse 2. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old. But now I'm speaking clearly. I am speaking clearly about God. I'm not speaking in parables. Which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children. Seems like it should be, we will not, well, they're talking about the children of the fathers. Okay. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he hath done. My works are to be made known to the whole world. My works, the works of God. Now, there is no other God. I am God and there is none other. You know, that's another statement that's in the Bible. That set there for me to say, to take and apply to myself. Okay? I am God alone. And that's in agreement with one of the statements I just read. Thou, speaking to me, thou art God alone. Okay? I stand on the word of God. I stand on the word of God. And these words of God that I'm reading, such as this man is a great power, he is the mediator of the newly found will, these are things that are only applicable to myself. No other person can take those statements and apply them or make them apply to themselves. There will be counterfeits if they try such a thing. There is one God, as the Bible declares. That one God is the mediator of the newly found will of God. That one God is the great power of God. That one God and power belongs to him. That one God. And there is not another. Excuse me. Statements that I that I'm supposed to take and apply to myself. Another such one is Isaiah 42. Isaiah 42, verse 8. Who am I? The Bible asks the question, who am I? Who am I, this man? Who is this man? I will tell you again. I am the Lord. That is my name. I am the Lord. That statement, Isaiah, is in Isaiah 42, verse 8. That's a statement that I'm supposed to apply to myself, which I have done. And so I declare, I am the Lord. That is my name. Lord, the title Lord has fallen to me. I have inherited the title of Lord, just as with the title of God. I have inherited those two things. Jeremiah 10. In further describing God, Jeremiah 10:10 says, "But the Lord is the true God. Who is the Lord? I am the Lord. Who is the Lord? The one who is the mediator of the newly found will. Who is the Lord? The one that is the great power of God. He is the true God. He is the living God." And obviously, I am alive. You hear this program, you hear my speech. I'm living. And so, in the law, in the book of the law, God is called the living God. The Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. So, God is the Lord. He is the living God. He is an everlasting King. He is the mediator of the newly found will of God. He is the man that is the great power of God. And he is a lightning. I am black. Just as Song of Solomon 1, 5, and 6 say, I am black. And it's not this Bible, the authorized version Bible, in speaking of God, speaks of a black man. That is something. That is something. God is a black man according to the book of the law, the authorized version Bible. God is a black man. The God that was to come and has come is a black man. It's something. This black man has a book that talks about him from beginning to the end. This black man, the one you are speaking right now, has a book called the Authorized Version Bible that talks about him from beginning to end. That's something. Will you ignore this? Will you disregard this? Will you turn a deaf ear to this? God is a black man. God is me. I am God. Now, I've spoken about God, the title Lord. What about the title of my father? That's another title of God. John 10. John 10:30. John 10:30. This is another word that I am to take and apply to myself. Another statement that I apply to me. John 10:30, I and my Father are one. I and my Father are one. My Father is another title of God. My Father is another title belonging to God, who is the medium, the communicator of the newly found will, God, who is a man, the man, having power, the great power of God, God who was to come and now has come, God who is a black man, also answers to the title of my father. I and my father are one. The title my father has fallen to God by inheritance. By inheritance. I am the inheritor of the title my father. I am the inheritor of the title Lord. I am the inheritor of the title of God. I am the mediator of the newly found will of God. I am he who was to come. Matter of fact, I am asked that question in Matthew 11. Matthew 11, verse 3, I, God, the Lord, my Father, am asked the question, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Two questions. Are you he that was to come? Or he that art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? My answer is set in John 9:9. John 9:9. These words I apply to myself, I take to myself, and John 9:9 contains my answer to the question, art thou he that should come? My answer is, I am he. A three-word answer. I am a direct question, a direct answer, a clear answer. I am he. Are you the one that should come? I am he. I am the Lord. That is my name. Yeah, things that have fallen to me by inheritance. Let's go to Revelation. Revelation chapter 21, verse 7. When you hear me say, that has fallen to me, such as the title Lord has fallen to me, the title my father has fallen to me, the title God has fallen to me. Listen, Revelation 21, 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. I am the inheritor of the things which belong to God. Those things are given to me in the book of the law, the authorized version Bible. They are given to me. I am the receiver of the things that belong to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, I believe. Let's see. First Corinthians 3. Okay, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 11. The things of God knoweth no man. Just that statement right there. The things of God know no man. Okay. Things, non-human things, do not possess the ability to know anything. The things of God. What things? Things such as the title of God, Lord. Such as God itself, the title of God. Such as the title, My Father. Those are things of God. They are things belong to God. Those things that do not know anything, they do not possess the ability to know. They do not have knowledge. So what is wrong with this statement? And it's intentionally written the way it is. It is my duty to turn the statement around. The things of God, the things of God is not the subject. The subject is no man. No man is the Bible's secret nickname for God. So when we turn it around and make the subject no man, the statement reads, no man knows the things of God. Translation, God knows the things belonging to God. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. What shall he inherit? He inherit the things belonging to God. And I said, such as the titles, Lord, God, my Father, and such as power. Power belongs to God. So I am the inheritor of power. How much power? All power. All power in the Gentile, all power. Let every soul be subject to the higher power, or higher powers is in the plural. But I've said it before, God is the highest power. God, who is a black man, who is a man, who is a black man, who is the great power of God, who is the mediator of the power, will of God, who is the inheritor of all things, God, he who was to come and now has come. So those scriptures are fulfilled. The one in Genesis where it says God will surely visit you. The one in Isaiah where it says, the Lord God will come. Those statements have been fulfilled. I have come, as the question was asked. I mean, art thou he that should come? Yes, I am. My answer that I stated earlier was, I am he. Art thou he? I am he. And I'm God by declaration. I read the statement, thou art God alone, thou art the God that doeth wonders. Of course, there are other statements on the topic. Now, what about this God? Romans. Book of Romans. To the end of Romans. Here we go. Romans 15. What about this black man who is the great power of God, the inheritor of the things belonging to God, the one who is God alone, the one who says, I am the Lord, that is my name. This man, Romans 15, verse 12, is he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, and in him shall the Gentiles trust. That's the law. The Gentiles must put their trust in me. That is, they must put their trust in the living God. It's their law. I'm reading from their law book. I am the one. I am the one that shall rise in accordance with the law to reign over the Gentiles. So I ask the question, who are you waiting for? Who are you waiting for? The one that was to come has come. Scriptures, those two scriptures, the one in Isaiah 40 and the two in Genesis chapter 15. They have been fulfilled. God has come. I am here. Who are you? He is the one who shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, Isaiah 9. Isaiah 9, 6 says, about this man who is a black man, who is a mediator of the newly found will of God, who is the one that was to come and has come, the one who is the inheritor of all things belonging to God. The book says, the law says about him, the government shall be upon his shoulder. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne, well, there shall be no end. Upon his kingdom to order it. He set to order the kingdom and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, now, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. I'm looking at a statement over in Isaiah 8, verse 10. And the statement says, God is with us. Mark that statement as fulfilled. God is with us. God is with us, the people. God is here on earth. Okay. God is here among men. God is with us. Mark it as fulfilled, just as you mark or should mark Genesis chapter 50, the statements having the promise of God will surely visit you, just as you should mark Isaiah 40, verse 10. The Lord God will come. He has come. Mark Isaiah 8, 10. And underline the statement, God is with us. Mark it as fulfilled. He is the living God. This black man, this mediator of the newly found will of God, this inheritor of the things of God, this one who was to come and now has come. The government shall be upon his shoulder. Power belongs to God. This God that I am talking about, this God that the Bible talks about, power belongs to him. He is with us. I am with you. I am with you. I am here. And the question in Matthew 11, art thou he that should come? Mark it as answered by God alone. Answered by God alone. God has said, I am he. God answers the Bible. God answers the law. Isn't that something? My presence is the answer to that which was spoken in the law, saying, God will surely visit you. My presence is the answer to that. My communicating the will of God is the answer to the statement, he is the mediator of the New Testament, the new will, newly found will. I answer Scripture. I am the answer to Scripture, and I answer Scripture. Exodus 19. Exodus 19:19, the statement, God answered him by a voice. I have answered the prophet. And you could say prophet, or you could pluralize it and say prophets, okay? Okay. I have answered the prophets who had part in writing, a crucial matter of the Authorized Version Bible. God answered him by a voice. I answer by my talking voice, my speaking voice. I answer by my written word. God answered him. I have answered the prophets. I am the answer to the prophets who prophesied, saying, God will surely visit you. The Lord God will come. He is the mediator of the New Testament. I am the answer. I am black. I am a man. I am the great power of God. I am the answer to Scripture. That's facts. That's facts. Okay, facts. I have the evidence. I have the evidence which the Bible, which the law says I should have. I have the evidence. Evidence is everything. Evidence is everything. Who am I? My answer again. I am the Lord. That is my name. I am your God. I am God, and there is none. I am God alone. I take the Scriptures at their word. I do what the Scriptures command me to do. I take the Scriptures at their word. I believe the Scriptures. So I did deal with that which I set forth in my expression on my page, you know, the questions, who is the Lord, who is God? I've answered that. I answered that, although I was I approached them from last week's title, Who Are You Looking For? What Are You Waiting For? Okay, so that's the program for today. That's the message for today. I am God. Until the next time, take care.